Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We'll start this week with a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck at kristensguide.com. The most dangerous serial killer in America isn't a violent criminal. It's cardiovascular disease. So while you're protecting yourself from attackers and thieves, don't forget to protect your health by getting at least 30 minutes of exercise every day. And that actually ties into this week's quick tip. I specifically entitled this episode as Training versus Alcohol because there's a significant conflict between the two. In all my years of training as a national level athlete in high school and college, coaches and trainers have always said, don't drink, but no one ever sat down and explained why. I've never been one to blindly follow rules just because someone said so. I need to understand why the rule's in place. If it's reasonable and makes sense, I'll follow it to the letter. And if not, well... Also, I'm not going to go into all the other ill effects of alcohol that, you know, has on behavior, the brain, addiction, your organs, and so on and so forth. I'm going to focus on the physiological effects from a training perspective. Oh, and by the way, all of the effects of alcohol are negative when it comes to training. There is no positive side to alcohol usage and training. So, for all those athletes out there, and the parents of athletes, here are some scientific reasons for not drinking alcohol when training. And first, we'll take a look at vitamins. Alcohol decreases the absorption and use of thiamine, folic acid, and B12. Now, thiamine helps the body release energy from carbohydrates during metabolism. When you work out, your body is all about metabolism and carbohydrates. And folic acid helps the body form red blood cells and is used in the creation of genetic material in every cell. And B12 is a big one. Like folic acid, B12 helps the body form red blood cells and is used in the creation of genetic material in every cell, it is also used in metabolism. On a side note, B12 is only found in animal products, which is why vegetarians who are competitive athletes must take this vitamin as a supplement. See a pattern here? Metabolism, metabolism, metabolism. Metabolism is the engine that makes your body run. It's what converts carbs to energy to fuel everything that we do. It's the energy that breaks things down and builds new ones. It's part of what gives us life. Switching to minerals, alcohol causes the kidney to excrete more minerals including calcium, magnesium, potassium, and zinc. Among other things, calcium is used by the body during muscle contraction, blood clotting, and the maintenance of cell membranes. Calcium is a principal element in getting the muscles to contract. And magnesium is also used during muscle contraction. Now, potassium is critical during muscle contraction, maintaining fluid balance and electrolyte balance. Potassium is part of what causes muscles to relax after contraction. Zinc is used in most metabolic processes in the body in the formation of proteins and the growth and maintenance of all tissues. And finally, alcohol is a diuretic, meaning that it causes you to deplete yourself of water. Water is essential for metabolism, muscle contraction, and good muscular anabolic environment. You want your muscles to be nice and hydrated, or even overhydrated, for peak performance. So to sum it up, all of these factors point to one conclusion. Alcohol inhibits muscle performance and growth. And what's working out? Muscle performance and growth. From the skeletal muscle that gets you moving and punching and tossing people around like ragdolls, to cardiac muscle that is your heart, you're undoing or limiting all of the hours of practice you put in by drinking alcohol. And sure, I've seen and trained with incredible athletes who set records that went out and drank after every workout. But they were handicapping themselves. They could have been even better by just not drinking alcohol. And when you're young, it's easier. However, the older you get, the more severe the effects are. And I hate to say it, but age makes everything harder to recover from. Men's Health magazine recommends that if you're going to drink, in moderation of course, wait at least 24 hours after your workout before indulging. But here's the point. If you're serious about training, you're doing something every day. It might not be the same thing every day. You know, you should be interspersing your martial arts training with weight training or pure cardio workouts. So if you're not on the mats, you're in the gym, in the garage, or on the road anyway. That leaves precious few windows for alcohol. Now, I'm going to end this with a precaution about vitamins and mineral supplements. There is such thing as too much of a good thing. Everything I've gone over here is about balance and moderation. Just because these vitamins and minerals are essential to the most efficient muscle building processes and can be harmed by alcohol consumption does not mean that you need to head out to the nearest vitamin store and down bottles of these things. These are required, but too much of any one good thing can also cause serious harm. You can poison yourself with vitamins, and I've seen it happen. I was competing at a state swimming championship, and one of the competitors overdid his vitamins, and he couldn't compete. After the prelims in the morning, he took a bunch of vitamins to give himself a boost for the finals in the afternoon. But instead of the boost he was looking for, he gave himself diarrhea and such bad cramping that he couldn't swim. It cost him his chance at the title. But that's the least of it. If you really overdo it, it can be really bad. For example, an excessive intake of vitamin B6 can lead to permanent nerve damage. I'll repeat that. Permanent nerve damage. So as with everything, balance and moderation is the key to a safe and happy life. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.